Masechet Shavuot, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin. In this Mishnah, we're going to talk about all types of witnesses who end up not telling the truth, but we say are not obligated to bring a korban for their false swear about testimony. We'll talk about all different types of claims that people make, which end up being false, but still they don't need to bring a korban afterwards. We'll have different groups of people. Each one has a different reason why they wouldn't bring a korban. We'll say at the end of the Mishnah that all of them would not have to bring korban, but we're only going to say that at the end. We'll say hare elu peturin, that they're exempt from bringing a korban after we list all the groups. First group of people are people who their claim was not about money. We learn that only swears about not giving testimony that are involving potential to help somebody with something monetary is where somebody would have to bring korban hatat o levyored. But if it's not monetary, then they would not have to bring that korban. And that's the first group of people, that it's not a monetary claim. Mishnah says, Mashbia ani alechem im lo tavo'u v'te'iduni. Somebody says to two witnesses, I am putting a swear on you if you don't come and testify about me. She'ani kohen, that my lineage is a kohen. She'ani Levi, or that I'm a Levi. She'ani ben Girusha, that I am not the son of a divorced woman. She'ani ben Halutza, or that I am not the son of a woman who had Halitza. In all these cases, it's nothing to do with money. It's all simply lineage and Yihus. Next group of people is also not about money, and it's also not about the person asking for the testimony. She'ish Peloni Kohen. She'ish Peloni Levi. Somebody asks two witnesses to testify about so-and-so, about somebody else, not the person who's asking, but somebody else, that person's a Kohen, or that person's a Levi, or that person is not the son of a divorced woman, or that other person is not the son of a Gerusha, of a Halutza, of a woman who received Halitza. So likewise, as well, as we'll conclude, it's not about money, and it's not about the person also who is asking for the testimony. The next cases we'll talk about are claims that are about money, but are not about the person asking for the testimony. She'anas ish peloni et bito upita et bito. If a man asked two witnesses to testify about somebody who violated a different person's daughter, or he seduced a different person's young daughter. In this case, even though it's about money, because if there was a rape, or if there was a seduction, there's a knas, there's a penalty that has to be paid in certain instances. So here it is about money, but it's not about the person asking for the testimony. We'll elaborate more as we go on in the perek, but the only time the korban hatat olev yored would kick in is if the person is asking for his own testimony. Here, in this case, he's asking about somebody else. We'll conclude with a case that would be about money, were it not for the fact that it's also about crimes that would carry the death penalty. And as we know, whenever there's a death penalty and a monetary fine at the same time, kam lebed rabamine, the higher penalty, the higher punishment is enforced, and the lower punishment, which would be monetary over here, gets pushed to the side. They would be exempt from that payment. So here, even though technically it's about money, there's no enforcement of that money, so therefore we'll also say that it's not a money case. But shehaval bi beni, someone asked a person to testify that my son wounded me. If a person's son hits him, makeh aviv imo mot yumat, that son is put to death. So even though there's a financial penalty also for hurting somebody, that penalty goes to the side and we just focus on the death penalty. V'shehaval bi'haveri, v'shehedlik gedishi b'shabbat, or that my friend wounded me, or bruising somebody is a deoraita penalty on Shabbat, or that they lit my stack of grain on fire on Shabbat. That's also, we're not allowed to burn somebody's grain on Shabbat, burn anything on Shabbat. So in both of these cases, the higher penalty of Hilul Shabbat, the death penalty for Hilul Shabbat is enforced, and therefore the financial penalty of hurting somebody or of destroying somebody's grain on Shabbat is also not enforced over here. So therefore, it's not really a money case. In all of these cases, hare elu pitunin, if the witnesses swore that they did not know the testimony, and then later on it comes out that they did know the testimony, they would not be obligated to bring a korban because they did not cause the person asking for the testimony to lose out on money.